What kind of things did y'all do for entertainment around there?
Well, for entertainment, we listened to radio. We had singing groups and choir singing and Wednesday and Sunday church services.
Oh.
That's mainly it.
When World War I came around, did your father go out to fight in the war?
Did he go what?
Did he go to fight in World War I?
No, my father did not go to fight in the World War I. He was working for the railway, which was a vital communication system with the war effort, the hauling war equipment and ammunition and so forth. And he did not have to go to fighting because of that. He was called up for interview and was turned down because of a trick knee or back, whichever one it was. It was suddenly pop out a joint, incapacitated, and when he was called up then for assignment, the Navy turned him down because of his injury and that he was colorblind. That's it.
Do you remember when the Olympics came in? Any of the Olympic Games? Any of them?
No, I don't know too much about the... Don't remember about the Olympics.
Did you ever get electricity out in Leeds?
Yeah, they finally got electricity out at Leeds, but we were not living there, I don't think, at the time. We were down close to Lake Purdy.
Did they get it as a result of TVA?
I believe it was TVA as it was the reason they got it.
When did you meet your wife?
I met my wife in high school, and she was a librarian. I was a librarian, and she came up and was an assistant librarian. And then we started going together and continue to do so. Even after we graduated from high school.
When did you get married?
We got married June 20th, 1934.
February 20th.
I'm
saying it was the 20th.
34, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We married in February 20th, 1934.
What kind of jobs did you hold?
When?
Well, after you got out of high school?
I went out of high school and then would work for the city and county as a librarian. And from that, I took a civil service exam and was appointed and was as a librarian in Washington, D.C. with the Veterans Administration. And when they passed the Social Security Act, I transferred to Birmingham. No, I transferred to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Birmingham. And I retired from the Social Security.
Do you have any children?
I had four children. three boys and one girl. Chester Earl, Sarah Diane, William Scott, and Benjamin Clayton.
Do you remember when they were born?
Offhand, I don't. I'd have to think it over and come up with it.
24th of April, 1937 for Chester. 22nd of December, 1940 for Bill. 21 September, 44 for Diane. And 17th of April,
1947 for
Clayton.
1947. Okay. Were all of your children born in Birmingham?
No, they were not all born in Birmingham. Chester Earl was born in Atlanta, Georgia. William Scott was born in Birmingham. Weren't you?
Yeah.
And Sarah Diane was born near Birmingham.
No.
Diane was born in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Grady Memorial.
Diane was born at Grady Memorial Hospital in Georgia, and Clayton was born in Birmingham.
Right.
So you were in Atlanta twice?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta twice.
Hmm. What kind of job did you do for Social Security?
For Social Security, I reviewed claims made by employed people and unemployed people as to whether or not they were entitled to Social Security benefits. So that you'd call me a claims reviewer.
And you did that all the way up until you retired?
Yes.
When did you retire?
I retired well, I can't remember offhand. 87, wasn't it?
Somewhere
around there. I retired in 1987.
You retired before I went into the military.
Yeah.
From the Social Security.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. You sure?
I'm positive because we were married and I kept going over there to...
Well, he'd been retired more than 10 years from the Social Security.
But when we were married, we used to go over to Eastwood Mall and pick him up at...
Yeah, you're right.
Agaday.
We used to go past the Agaday, pick him up at Eastwood Mall over there, what's now the Jefferson County Furniture.
Right.
Jefferson Home Furnitures used to be
right.
The Social Security
yeah.
office. And we used to go over there and pick him up and come back.
He must have retired sometime in the 60s then.
Must be probably the 70s, honey.
Well, he's been retired more than since 87.
This is 95.
I know. This is 96.
Six. So, we're all disoriented.
You had a certificate hanging on your wall. You didn't put it up here, did you?
No.
But it's about 20 years.
It's been about 20 years, yeah.
So probably closer to 70.
When did Mom pass away?
84, wasn't it? 80. Should have been.
All right,
so I was five.
So he retired about 4 or 5 years before she passed away.
Right, so she was about 75.
And then he went back to work as a security guard before Mom passed away.
That's right, at the
top. And then once she died, he quit it because it was making more tax than anything else. That sound about right?
That sounds about right.
Security guard. Yeah, you were old enough to remember the security guard.
That's what I remember. I don't remember him being anything other than.
Well, I remember us going downtown on the streetcar to meet him there on 3rd Avenue or 2nd Avenue and 23rd Street on payday Tuesday when he'd come out. And we'd go down to Willie's Sanitary Market and do our grocery shopping and bring all that crap back on the bus or the streetcar. and had to haul it up the hill. We'd leave our wagon, little red wagon, down at Johnny Bailey's service station. Mm-hmm. And we'd get off the darn streetcar and take that stuff and put it in it, and we'd pull it back up the hill.
Well, that was in the 50s.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was in the 40s.
The late 40s.
That was in the 40s.
Where were you living then?
Up on top of the hill there, 3900 38th Avenue.
That was the first house you bought, was it not?
Yeah.
That was a house that he and grandmother bought.
Right.
Great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Bought it from my uncle and aunt.
Yeah. House was about 100 years old.
Yeah.
About every third stringer was a old creosoted telephone pole.
But you didn't have termites.
Not in those.
Do you remember anything about Prohibition?
Yeah, Granddaddy wouldn't let me drink.
Offhand,
this is Bill Borden.
Did your dad ever leave?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever get involved in making liquor or having any liquor in your household when you were growing up?
Offhand, I don't remember.
Do you know anything about the KKK?
The only thing I know about KKK was that it was supposed to be a secret organization. Nobody's supposed to know who belonged to it.
I can't see it. It's too small for me to see.
They were anti-Negro.
They were wizards under the sheets.
Yeah, they call them wizards under the sheets.
So you were never a member of the KKK?
I was never a member of the KKK.
Neither was your dad.
What?
And your dad wasn't either.
Neither was my father.
Your father was a Mason, wasn't he?
My father belonged to the Masons.
Hmm. How many brothers did your dad have?
I think he had three brothers, if I'm not positive.
I don't remember. Granddaddy's the only one I remember.
Do you remember getting your first radio?
Getting what?
Your first radio.
I don't remember much about that.
What did radios look like when you were a child?
Like a loudspeaker case made out of wood.
Did they plug into the wall or were they battery powered?
They were usually battery powered.
How many stations did you have?
About three.
It's a good thing they were battery powered if you didn't have electricity. Remember anything about the first airplanes?
I can remember about around Lake Purdy, everybody got excited when an airplane flew over, which was not very often, and they're flying pretty high, and it's quite an occasion when one did fly over.